Hello, everybody. Welcome to the JB and I Show. I'm your host, Isaac the Fire Hawk Middleton. And we got a great show in store for you today. Oh, yeah. Hello, is this thing on? Hello. What's up, y'all? How you doing? For those who don't know me, I am the Fire Hawk, Isaac Firehawk Middleton here. What's up, y'all? How you doing? And today we're going to be talking about fitness in summertime. Fitness in the summertime. Oh, yeah. But those who follow me know that I always try to motivate you in whatever you try to do in your life, you know, whether it's finishing your education, getting that promotion that you always want to get, you know, encouraging you to study for it and, you know, put your nose to the grindstone, as the proverbial saying goes, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I just want to encourage you and all that like that, you know, and I share with you my fitness evolution, my roller coaster of fitness. All right. And in that, I want to also, you know, motivate you in your fitness endeavors and such like that. And why I share mine, you know, so that you can see that there is always going to be like ups and downs and pitfalls and starting over and, you know, monotony and the just the boringness of it all, you know. And today I want to talk about fitness and share with you my fitness evolution and where I'm at in my fitness endeavor and endeavoring to lose weight. I've always had a weight gain, weight loss problem, primarily because I like junk food, okay? Let me be honest here, all right? I want you guys to comment below and let me know what you think about this episode of the JB and I Show. The JB and I Show is a podcast, as well as I post it on YouTube and other areas and such like that. And I want to know, I want your feedback, all right? So listen to it, check it out. Let me know what you think. So in my fitness evolution, losing weight has always been a challenge for me, because I've grew up, you know, in an environment where eating was celebration. Okay. So I love to eat, and I had to taper myself and learn, to not eat so much. You know, you can ask anybody in my family. I love to eat. Okay. And junk food has always been my thing, you know, hamburgers, fries, pizzas, donuts, soda, all that, you know. As I, you know, endeavored to do sports and such like that, I had to learn a discipline and getting in shape for the sport. I play football, I lift weights, I did track and field, you know, all of that. And I was, you know, pretty decent at it for the most part, you know what I'm saying? And in that, we had our training evolutions where we would like have to train and we just could not eat junk food and then go out there and run a mile and a half, okay? It just wasn't going to work out, all right? And that was actually a blessing in disguise for me, because it taught me how to take care of myself and to, like, not overindulge, which I tend to do in junk food. And there's nothing wrong with having a fast food day, in my opinion. Some people will say, no, don't have a fast food day. I say, have a fast food day, enjoy your day, you know, but understand that it's only for that day or only for that meal. Okay. Now, once you've, you know, indulge and enjoy yourself and everything, it's time to get back to work, time to get back at it, time to get back working out. You know, everybody have their own workout routine, whether it's lifting weights, calisthenics, jogging, running, you know, and there's several different factors of motivation you could do that. Some people choose to join like a run club, so they team up together and they encourage each other and they go running together and such like that. I think that is remarkable. Other people have a bike club where they come together and they, you know, ride bicycles, whether it's like a 10-speed bike or cruiser, whatever the case may be. You know, other people might go out and do a basketball game, you know, and they might play basketball all day long. You know, all of that is a part of fitness, calisthenics and such like that. Some might go to the gym. I go to the gym because it's best for me right now to go to the gym. I'm in a comfortable environment, and for the most part, everybody there is supportive of each other or just doing their own thing or whatever the case may be, you know. And, you know, over time, I've met a lot of cool people at the gym, and we encourage one another, and, you know, it's just a great atmosphere, you know, when that happens. You know, another thing is, you know, like I mentioned, a run club earlier, I was a part of a run group. And we would do a 5K, and I promised myself I would do 3 5Ks a year. And I was diligent in doing that for a little while. But then life happens, right? Well, I had to change some stuff because I changed my fitness routine to something else. Cardio is a big thing. People say, oh, you don't need cardio. No, you do. It's just the form and fashion that you use it should be something that is encouraging to you. Some people do basketball as a form of cardio. Other people do jogging as a form of cardio. Other people do walking as a form of cardio. Cardio is not just running. You know, it's more things to that. Bicycling, you know, hiking, you know, such like that. And depending on what you choose to do will determine your physique. Seriously, your body is the reflection of your discipline in fitness. That is just the honest part of it. Now, here's the caveat. The older you are, though, things tend to slow down a bit. So you have to give that much more of an effort to stay where you were when you were younger. Because when you're younger, y'all young guys out there, y'all got it good right now. You know what I'm saying? As you get a little bit older, it's going to get a little bit more difficult to maintain that status quo. And you're going to have to start making some adjustments here and there to maintain that physique. That's just life. You know, that's just the way it is. Okay. And that's fine. You know, you could do it. It's not impossible. You know, I always say when you first start working out, take a picture of yourself. And then when you get to your fitness level that you want to get at, take another picture and compare the two. A lot of fitness professionals do this so that they can see, because when you're working out, you can't see yourself. You know, you might feel like you didn't get any further than where you were yesterday or 6 months ago. But if you're constantly working out, you're eating right. Eating is a major part of fitness, and that's the other thing that a lot of people don't realize. What you eat is a major part of fitness and how you eat. Okay, if you some people do intermittent fasting. There are several different types of diet plans, programs that you could do. The basic generic portion of that is calories in, calories out. You're consuming more calories than you're intaking. Consuming more calories than you're burning, right? You're going to gain weight. If you're consuming more calories than you're burning, you're going to gain weight. If you're burning more calories than you're consuming, you're going to lose weight. Now, there are outliers to that, you know. Everybody metabolisms are different. So you got to figure out what's good for yourself. And that's why I always tell people to do your own due diligence, do your own research in that regard. Okay. So just because, like, you know, your brother, your sister, your uncle, your aunt, your friend, whoever has this particular regimen for them, it may not work for you because your metabolism is different. Okay. And then y'all might have different stress level too. Your stress level does affect your fitness as well. And sleep. I think sleep is probably the most overlooked portion of it, is, you know, the lack thereof, you know, is you don't get enough sleep. Your body won't be able to rejuvenate itself, because that's when your body does its repairs and all that stuff like that. It's when you're asleep. If you're not getting enough sleep, that could, you know, hurt you a bit. Okay. So that's why I mentioned sleep in there. You should definitely get at least 8 hours of sleep. Some people say six. So, you know, you got to feel that out for yourself. And if you're not getting enough sleep, you might sleep a lot initially because, you know, your body is tired. It needs to recover. Okay. All right. Now, so I talked about eating. You got to eat right. Okay. There's nothing wrong with having a fast food day or a junk day. That's my opinion. And then whatever diet plan that works out for you. Sometimes a diet plan is golden, you know, to keep you disciplined and engaged, you know. And then sometimes you have support resources, friends, like I mentioned before, bicycle club, workout, you know, workout buddy, whatever the case may be, to keep you engaged into your fitness. And it doesn't have to consume your lifestyle, but it's going to be a major part of your lifestyle. And believe it or not, it will help you in the long run. So if the earlier you start, the better, honestly. You know, it's like you learn that regimen, you know, and it gets instilled in you and you know how to do it. And being disciplined is not easy because you're going to want to have that fry, that ice cream and cake, you know, you know what I'm saying? So I want to encourage you in that, you know, and I want to encourage you and let you know that you could do it too. All right. And I'm not going to lie and say that I was perfect all the time. I'm not perfect now. I got a gut. All right. If you catch me on a wrong time of the year, you're going to be like, wait a minute, is that Isaac? You're looking kind of heavy, buddy. But, you know, I you know, tend to like work out. And usually during the holiday season, I tend to gain a little bit more weight because I'm eating more, spending time with family and not working out as much or at all, to be quite honest. But there are other times when I'm just, you know, nose to the grindstone, grinding it out, working out, enjoying my workout, you know, enjoying the burn, you know, having that that discipline, you know, doing it when I don't feel like doing it. Okay, going to the gym when I don't feel like going to the gym. I usually work out after work, proverbially, depending on what's going on. And sometimes I don't want to go work out after work, but I do anyway because I want to see the results. I do it for the results. You know what I'm saying? That's what's motivating me, is like, yeah, when I get those results and take those pictures, I'm like, oh yeah, that's my guy right there. That's me. That's me right there. You know what I'm saying? But, and I want to encourage you to let you know that you could do it too. Will it be easy? No, it's not going to always be easy. You're going to have your days when you're not going to want to work out. You can push yourself anyway. Now, there are times when something might pop up and you won't be able to work out. That's fine. Just pick it up. You know, pick it back up when you do have time. What tend to happen with me is when I can't work out, say I have to work overtime, right? And I can't go to the gym. When I'm not working overtime, I might not feel like going to the gym, but I can go to the gym. That's when I need to go. You see what I'm saying? You're going to have your time when you can't go, but then you're going to have your time when you just don't want to go. You got to pick it back up and keep, you know, striving forward. Okay. It's not always going to be easy. No, heck nah. That's why they say discipline. The discipline kicks in when the motivation of the thing has long left the building. Okay. So stay motivated, be disciplined. You can do it. Okay. Now, I'm going to segue into, I was talking about fitness, health, eating right, and such like that. I'm going to segue into, like, you know, finishing your education. I'm working on my master's degree, okay? It's not easy, and in a couple of different certifications that I want to get for myself. Staying disciplined to that is difficult, to say the least, okay? I you know... Yeah, I've been like, yeah, no, I'm done with this. And I want to encourage you to let you know that you could do it. Don't allow yourself to quit. okay? Because at the end of the day, it's your decision. People can motivate you to quit. People can motivate you to keep going. But at the end of the day, it is your decision. What you decide goes for you, okay? Now, you might be pressured one way or the other, because I know, like, my peoples want me to finish my education, and I love them for that, because there were times where I just wanted to give up, but I kept going. And this hold true for education, for that promotion. You might have to study those tech pubs, and Lord knows those tech pubs are boring. Those technical publications are, oh my God, hair pulling boring. But you got to study it. You got to learn it. And when you learn it and you know it and you're able to recite it, and you might have to go back to it and references and such like that, but it feels so good once you learn it and people see you as that expert. You know what I'm saying? It is the feeling that I learned this. I know this. You know what I mean? It's immeasurable. Okay. So you want to learn that. It goes. Study through the boringness, you know, make it entertaining for yourself, you know, learn it. All right. So that promotion you want to get, that, you know, starting that business, do your research. You know, some people jump in without a business plan and then they be like, oh, I need a business plan after they done started. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Learn about business plans. Learn about, you know, the industry you're going in. There's a lot of learning to do when you're starting a company, because you want your company to be successful. So why not learn about the industry that you're going into and what you can contribute to that industry and all of that stuff that you need to know to be successful in that industry as a company? Okay. Whatever the industry is, you know, whether it's, you know, construction, entertainment, you know, teaching, whatever. Okay. So, and I'm going to, you know, close it down with, you know, stay motivated. It's not going to be always easy, and whatever you want to do, you know, whether it's lose weight, gain weight, chisel up, tone up, bulk up, you know, completing your education, continuing your education, getting at promotion, starting your own company, starting a family, you know. Believe it or not, it takes some planning to start a family, you know what I'm saying? Especially in this economy, all right? You know what I'm saying? For real. So I just want to encourage you today, you know, be encouraged, you know, and continue to, you know, gird up and sally forth, you know what I'm saying? You might have to adapt. Well, you're going to have to adapt. When I mentioned adaptation, you might have to adjust certain things, and you might have to change direction. You might get halfway into it or all the way into it and be like, you know what, this ain't for me. You know, I want to go in a different direction. You know, that's relatively fine depending on what's going on. Everybody's situation is different, you know, but I want to encourage you to let you know that you could do it. Okay, gird up and sally forth. All right, is this thing on? Y'all have a wonderful and blessed and glorious day. And just, you know, continue to keep on keeping on. And, you know, fitness is three major components. There's always going to be many factors to it. But some of the major components in fitness is getting enough sleep, eating correctly, and working out. Everybody have their own type of workout that they enjoy to do. Whether it's walking, jogging, running, playing basketball, playing hockey, football, you know, some people even go and, you know, go to the gym and box, go to the, like, the boxing gym or martial arts, whatever works for you. Okay. You know, all that is a part of fitness and just being disciplined and getting your mind right. Okay. Meditation, yoga. All right. All right. Thank you for joining us here at the JB and I Show. I am your host, Isaac the Firehawk Middleton. All right, the JB and I Show is a podcast, as also is on YouTube. So if you're on YouTube watching this, please like, share, and follow. Comment below. And if you listen to us on podcast land, Thank you so much. Thank you to you all for your support and supporting the JBNI show, okay? If you're celebrating a birthday today, this month, or this week, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you and many more. Many, many, many more birthdays, okay? All right. And for those of you who are celebrating an anniversary, yeah, this month, this week, or today, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary to you. And yes, of course, many, many, many more anniversaries, okay? All right. Be sure to check out the IMEI radio station. Yes, you will find yours truly on there. I got two shows that I do there. That's the Morning Rush, the Mad Dash to try to get to work and fight the traffic. You know what I'm saying? And the Afternoon Cruise. Avoid that road rage. Turn on some music and, you know what I'm saying, jam out. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy yourself. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for your support. And supporting the JBNI show, supporting yours truly, the Fire Hunk. Absolutely. You are awesome. Oh, yes, you are. You are awesome. Yes, you are. And have a wonderful and great and glorious day.